Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Fans, we have a special guest tonight. Shayna Rubin joins us. And, of course, Shayna, we follow her as she writes for The Athletic. So, Shayna, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right. The Giants, a 500 team, better than a 500 team. You've been on the beat this year covering the Giants. Where we are today, it's July. The All-Star break is coming up soon. What do you see with this ball club?
Some weeks it seems like they could be above a 500 team, and some weeks it seems like they're a sub-500 team. Right now, sometimes I just land on the fact maybe they're just a 500 team, the way that they're inconsistent winning, losing streaks they're on and on the road.
Shayna Rubin with us. She writes for The Athletic. How did you get into baseball sports writing? How did all that happen?
It happened in college. I was always wanting to be a writer, and it runs in my family. I went to journalism school at San Francisco State, and San Francisco State's not a strong sports school. But I wanted to write about sports when I was writing for the newspaper. So I said, let's restart the sports page. And the editor-in-chief there said, sure. And I basically took the reins for the sports page, and a lot of writers were interested in writing about SF State sports, and that's how I started in sports generally. Mm. And then one of my professors, Jesse Garnier, he started something called SF Bay. And when I was graduating college, I went to him and I said, do you need any sports writers? And he said, yeah, how about a Giants writer? We need someone to cover the game. And that's how I started here. I was completely lost my first day. I hadn't graduated college yet, actually. I was just about to graduate. And I came here, didn't know anything about the inner workings of the ballpark, where the press room was, where the clubhouse was, and they just said, here's your credential, go on in. And I somehow found my way into the press box, somehow managed to get a gamer out 5 minutes after the game. I'm sure what I wrote was, I would love to see what I haven't looked back at that first story, but I'm sure it didn't make a whole lot of sense. And I got to cover the World Series team that year, and it was completely surreal. And so I was at SF Bay for a couple of years, just coming to all the home games, trying to sharpen my baseball knowledge, trying to sharpen my writing skills and my voice. Then last year, I heard about The Athletic. I said, I got to take a leap. Like, I got to shoot my shot. So I bothered all the important people over there that I could reach. They gave me a shot. Tim Kawakami said, yeah, you can come on as a contributor. It's a contributing editor. So I've somehow been able to work my way into the baseball beat a little bit, which has been a dream. I have big shoes to fill sometimes because I'm filling in for Andrew Baggerly. And I love it. I love writing for The Athletic. It's been a dream come true.
Well, great story. It's a great story, really, by Shayna Rubin, getting into sports writing and especially baseball writing for a woman. So what's it like for a woman going in the clubhouse? Did you ever feel discriminated against?
No, I didn't. Everyone warned me that you have to be careful how people might see you, and people are automatically going to be suspicious of you. And I thought, that's a negative way to think about this job that I'm taking on. So I just went in thinking, I'm going to do what I need to do, and I'm just going to go in there and do my job. I try not to let it get to me.
All right. I love it. Very good story. You did well. That was Shayna Rubin talking about getting into sports writing, fans, and it's not simple, but she does a good job for The Athletic. Shayna, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Marty.